Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the tabletop champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions Podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kyle, who plays Cam.
Howdy.
Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into my eye.
Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Howdy.
Ben, who plays Callus.
Howdy.
And Lauren, who plays Brenna. What?
Howdy.
What's the one tonight? You don't have one tonight?
I only had one tonight.
Last
y'all.
Week was pretty exciting, guys.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
We did it. We made it a week without one. Fluffy's going to be upset with you.
There's going to be a lot of people upset with me. I'll come back with another one.
So disappointed.
I'll come back with a really epic one later.
All right.
Please don't kill us, Sean. Please. I really like my character.
Yeah, same. So last week was interesting. You guys fought off some cultists. You made your way to this weird building, which then had a subfloor. You found a cistern. You ended up drinking the water in a plethora of different ways, and you turned into water snakes and swam into darkness.
Yay.
Except for Boone, who's not a water snake.
So the first thing that happens is, Cyrus, you were swimming into darkness, your vision went black, and all of a sudden you were suspended in some sort of nothingness. And then all of a sudden, with the boop, you pop out somewhere and you land on your back about 10 feet below you, as then everybody begins to fall on top of you. One by one as they come falling out of this thing into some sort of stone room.
Brenna, we need to talk about some of these serious trust issues I have with you. It's like, you just suddenly tackle me into water that turns me into a water snake? Not cool, dude.
And I care because...
Because you're short.
You're going to get murdered.
You just never want to repair.
You're doing this for fun, but you're putting your character in peril.
With each one, it's a twist of a thing that could never be untwisted. But okay, for it.
So as you guys are chatting, as they are chatting, everybody else make me perception checks.
Wait, who do you want perception checks from?
All of us.
Everyone but me.
All of us?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, my God.
12?
Yeah, I thought... 13?
7.
Okay. With your crit fail, Callus, you are too intent on their conversation. As Boone and Cam kind of look around the room, this room appears to be some sort of sandstone. The tiles below you are made of sandstone. There appears to be some writing on the floor that I don't think any of you are able to make out. Does anybody speak? Oh, shit.
Probably not.
I'm common and gnomish, so unless it's gnomish, I'm out.
We need to talk shit.
We're gonna talk shit about everybody.
Hold on. Infernal.
Nope.
Ooh, I speak infernal.
Okay.
Oh yeah, you're a tiefling.
So yeah. Does Cyrus.
As you read the floor, you see an inscription that says, "Woe be ye who enters these hallowed halls and does not pay fealty to the demon god." And as you look around the walls, you see some sort of carvings in the wall depicting, like, it's the entire wall is covered in images of these, like, snakes that are human size, standing up, wearing armor, bearing weapons. Through your, everybody, or give me nature check, Boone.
Okay.
Or a religion.
Let me see which is better real quick. I'm sorry. Nah, it's the same. So nature, I got a 12.
Okay. You don't really take anything from us. They appear to be upright snake people in different scenes of battle and glory. As well as on the back wall here, you see a serpent that has bitten off its own tail and is falling from the heavens.
Sart's badass.
So there's no, is there any color or is this just?
Nope, it's just carved into sandstone. Everybody okay. else can make me religion or nature checks at this point.
Could I make a history check?
No.
I got a 20 on my religion.
I got a 12.
Okay. Cam, with the 20 on your religion,
12.
This is a very old religion. You would know of things called Yuan-Ti. These are not them. These are something different. These are known as Ophidians. They are fallen Yuan-Ti who worship the god... what was its name? Stephanie, I told it to you a while ago. It should be in your notes.
Oh, Lauren wrote it down. Begin with an A.
Ariman.
Ahriman.
Oh, yeah.
Ahriman. You would know that they worship some sort of demon god, Ahriman. This is a very old religion. Very, very old religion. And as you guys look around the room, you guys didn't even notice, but there appears to be a person in, like, standard villager garb that's kind of tattered in the corner polishing off this art, these carvings.
Oh, it's like he's in the room with us?
Yes.
Sir?
He makes no response.
Oh.
Hello?
Who tasked you with cleaning off this art of Ahriman?
The villager turns to look at you. Its eyes are a milky white, as then it smiles, and it appears it's fighting against something, and you can kind of see its face kind of start to go in a fear, like its mouth kind of scowls. It reaches in its pocket and pulls out a dagger.
Is it a crisp blade?
It then tries to stop itself. Yes, it is a crisp blade, as it slowly stabs itself through the chest, almost fighting against it. So it's a very slow penetration into its chest, directly into its heart, as it collapses before you in a spreading pool of blood.
Okay. Yeah. I will ask less questions.
Oh, I did not see that coming.
There appears to be a door to the south, a sandstone door.
Hey, you've got a dagger that looks like that, right?
Yes, I do. I'm starting to,
Can I see it real quick? I just want us to compare them. You can hold it. I don't need to hold it.
Okay. Actually, Sean, when I, like, start second-guessing myself now...
Yeah, you would absolutely do not want to give this dagger to anybody for any reason whatsoever.
But I wouldn't, like, roll again on a wizard.
Nope.
Damn. As a player, I want to get rid of this.
Not until dawn, my friend. Then you can roll again.
Oh, shit. Now I'm really scared about this thing. It's like, if only you promise to look, not touch.
Sure. Can I do like an extra roll on it? Just like a arcana or something? Just to kind of better understand what we're working with here? And see,
sure.
Is it...
If you see it, make me an arcana check.
Yeah. Natty 20.
Okay. Everybody take your headphones off except for Cam.
Okay. Bye.
Sweet. Okay. Perfect time for a natty 20.
So this is a cursed dagger of Ahriman. You would recognize that these are bestowed to certain vestiges of this god to be passed out as their will at their will. You would know that these are cursed items. The thing you would specifically know about it is that over time people become more and more attached to this, and specifically the magical nature of it is every morning at dawn, the person that bears this dagger must make a wiz save. If they succeed, they can get rid of the dagger. If they don't, they have to cut themselves with it, take 1d4 damage, and subtract that from their hit point maximum.
Okay. That's a terrible, terrible thing to carry. Got it.
Yep. Okay.
So let me just tell you something real quick about that knife you got, friend. You want to get rid of it now. And if you can't get rid of it now, you want to get rid of it tomorrow. And if you can't get rid of it tomorrow, you want us to pry it from your hands at knife point. Just know that. Cool. You got 2 days. 2 days, my friend. And then we have to take that knife from you. Forcibly. You just got to know it. I'm telling you early. Wake up at dawn and think about, hey, you know what? That knife? I'm going to get rid of this knife today. Today's the day.
This is what I've been saying the entire time.
He can't get rid of it, though. You don't understand. I get it, but he...
Sure.
Just tomorrow morning, my friend, you wake up fresh. You remember that it's a bad knife and that you don't want it.
I find that very hard to believe, but whatever you say, buddy.
A body.
Yeah.
This dagger is so fucked up.
Yeah.
Wow, I know. So, okay, so let's...
All right.
So,
okay, Boone, you feel extremely uncomfortable in this place.
Let's
since
just
the
get
warming
going.
Feeling left you as you went out of your form, you are back to normal Boone. and you feel extremely uneasy in this place.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
I listen at the door that's on the cell.
It appears to be a sandstone door. There does not appear to be a lock and key. There does appear to be blood splatter, dried blood on this side of the door.
Can I tell from, like, what that came from? Was this, like, a battle, or was, like...
Make me a medicine check? It appears to be only on here, and there appears to be a lot of it. Everything from completely dried and cracked to fresh within the last hour.
21.
Yeah. This appears to be all sorts of different type of blood.
Fun.
But it all appears to be of humanoids.
Okay. Was this, like... Do I think this was, like, a sacrificial blood spatter? Was this, like...
Yeah, this people getting their heads chopped off. Rubbed on this door.
Okay.
You can see different handprints in different places.
Seems like a well-traveled door.
Well, based on the inscription that I read and the bloodstains on this door, I think someone needs to cut their hand in order to open it.
I look at Cam.
Oh, not it, my friend.
Cyrus, you are the one with the dagger that is perfect for this job.
You're already cursed, my dude.
But I like my blood inside of me. I believe it belongs in my body.
I'll drip blood all day. I'm not doing it here.
Cyrus, the moment that someone suggests you cutting yourself with this dagger, I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, damn it. 21.
You feel the compulsion to cut yourself and then you stop. You still want the dagger, though.
Okay, but I'm aware of the compulsion.
Yeah, you were just like, yeah, and then you're like, oh, okay, no. I probably shouldn't do that with this right now.
It's like,
You go back to your thought before if you want your blood in your body.
It's like, I don't know why I thought of cutting my hand there just a second ago, but let's move on, please.
Get rid of that knife, my dude. Knife's gotta go.
Look, knife one does of us not has have to go.
One of us has to do it. You have the perfect tool for the job.
Brenna's tired of hearing people debate about it, so she's just going to cut her hand on her axe, and she's going to go put it...
Take 1d4 damage.
It's fine. Da-da-da-da. 1d4. 3.
So take 3 damage as you put your hand on the door, and with the door lowers into the floor. And beyond, you see a room lit with ambient light. There doesn't appear to be torches anywhere. The floor appears to be sandstone, which then leads into sand, and in the center of the room appears to be some sort of stone that's raised in a serpentine fashion, about a foot off the floor, creating some sort of design.
Oh.
This room is giving me all of the nopes.
Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't be doing this, but okay.
There appears to be another sandstone door to the to the west, one to the east, and a stairway leading down to the south.
You know,
make me perception checks.
You know, if you guys wanted to turn back, I wouldn't look down on you guys. I just want you to know. Like, I know.
Yeah, how much gold are we getting for this?
I rolled 19. A natural 20. Hey!
Natural 20. All of you see the same type of sandstone doors with blood on them. Brenna, you kind of notice some areas on the floor. You notice that there are no footprints on the sand. And that's kind of glaring to you.
Stay off the sand.
You would feel you would need to skirt the edges of the room to avoid the sand.
Do not step on the sand.
Okay.
Skirt around the edges to get to the other doors, but don't get on that sand. I don't know what's going to happen, but no one else has touched it.
Alrighty.
So which way do we go?
I flip a coin.
There are
does it have three sides?
Well, we got to go left or right, so we go right.
Oh, but they're straight ahead.
But if we're avoiding the sand, we can't go straight ahead.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Can we not skirt the whole room?
Well, that's what I can't see what's on the right wall yet, so we're going to get into the room and figure the room out.
So you guys are actively skirting the room. You're not making any intent to go.
Right. Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So skirting, and then there's this right door
and
here.
As you guys get further in this room, you notice this raised stone appears to be an elaborately carved serpent in the center of the room, about 40 feet by 40 feet.
Okay.
Raising up out of the sand.
And we've arrived at our first door here.
Yep. This door appears to be the same. There appears to be blood on it. Cyrus, when you see it, I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, Jesus. All right. 20.
Okay. You feel the compulsion to cut your hand with this dagger again. You still want the dagger, but you are able to stop yourself.
I'm like, you kind of see Cyrus is like stopping.
You can choose to stop cutting your hand if you would like, is what I should say.
Do you think we have to go through this door?
Well, Let's keep walking and see what's on the other side.
Yes, that's what'd be the best.
Unless you had the desire to cut your hand and try to open it.
At the southern part of the room, there appears to be some stairs that lead downward. There also appears to be another stone door with blood on it. Cyrus, make me another wisdom saving throw.
God damn it.
Just gonna make you go to
13.
What?
You want to cut your hand and put your hand on that door.
Shit.
Can I make a deck save to roll and grab his arm to like prevent him from stabbing himself? Was that like an athletics deck? Dex? What would it be?
It'd be a dex, I think. I mean, is athletics dex?
Well, don't worry about it. Athletics is strength.
Okay, make me a consisting dex or a consisting.
I mean, I rolled a five, so there's no stat that I'm going to add to that that won't make that bad.
Well, you're rolling against Matt, so you never
know. That's true. So
yeah, Cyrus,
I don't know,
make
but this
me
seems
a
like new Matt. That's actually like yeah,
roll a strength,
well.
I guess then, right?
All right.
Well, no, it would be dexterity or acrobatics, I think. Or,
okay.
Yeah.
Either one of those is, it's either dex or strength.
Crit fail. you grab his hand and you're able to stop him from doing it, but he still feels compulsed to do it and put his hand on that door.
I must do this. Let me do it.
While I'm holding his arm, I say, somebody knock the knife out.
Oh, Boone is going to run as fast as she can. And
don't touch it. Knock it.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Right. I didn't want to fucking touch that
that's
shit.
That's also, that was in character. That wasn't like.
I know. I'm not going to touch it. And I like hit his hand as hard as I can.
Okay.
What do you need? Strength?
Make me an attack roll.
An attack roll?
Yeah,
oh,
you have
can
like
I
a,
do it?
Yeah.
Are you trying to cut his hand off or are you trying to knock it out of his hand?
No, I'm not going to cut his hand off.
What's your primary weapon?
I have my greatsword.
Yeah, you can hit
it
with the broadside of your greatsword. You can say you're doing that.
So
hit it with the pommel.
Oh, fucking A.
Yeah, you don't hit.
10. Ugh.
You still want to do this, Cyrus.
Can I do something?
you guys are still struggling.
Okay, so
Cam will notice that there's a bit of a brighter glow coming behind the eye patch.
Knock like, it out. Somebody else.
No, you don't see a brighter glow. You see a smoke coming out from the eye patch. A darkness. Not really a smoke, a darkness.
It's like, let me go.
Brenna's coming.
Let's do another athletics check. Or contesting check.
8.
I rolled a nat 1.
I didn't get it.
I failed.
All right.
I rolled an 8.
Just do it anyway, Lauren.
Okay. So you have your hand free now. You have the dagger. What do you do?
I cut my hand.
Okay. Roll me a d4.
Oh, Lauren, you missed anyway.
2.
Subtract 2 from your hit point maximum.
Okay. Maximum?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
As your hand begins to bleed.
Told you this dagger
you
sucks,
put
my
your
dude.
Hand on the door.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the episode and find out what, you know.
You only get to make the consequential check at dawn every day, or you can find a way to break this curse. Otherwise, you want this dagger.
Sean?
Yes.
When the other presence maybe not like this?
Nope, one of the other presences really wants this.
Ah. All right, then I cut my hand and put on the door.
Okay. I got surprises for you, buddy.
Oh, boy.
So, okay.
As what was that?
It's the door lowering.
Oh.
Vapes.
Yep.
No.
What's happening?
The sound of stone against stone as the door opens into a small opening, a small room. It appears to still be made of sandstone. The walls are decorated and carved with more scenes of battle. But you also see on the left and right what appears to be statues. The one on the west appears to be a half snake statue that has bitten its tail off. The opposing wall appears to be the statue of a devil of some kind.
Oh,
that's a good sign, right?
Can I do a roll to do just to try to see if there's any specific religious significance of what we're looking at or any?
Yeah, you guys can make me a religion check.
All of us.
Right. Oh, God. I rolled a nat 1 again.
The name Ahriman still rings a bell.
Oh, I crit. Oh, I got a 20. Holy shit.
16.
All right. Let's get into some lore.
Yes. Lauren, start typing.
All right. Your journey of what you've gone through, Boone, through the lore and the religion that you've studied through your recent history of different things, you remember an old tome that spoke the name Asmodeus.
Okay.
And as you begin to tie this together in your brain, you recognize that Ahriman is also Asmodeus. Asmodeus is what Ahriman became after creation.
Hold on, I can't type fast enough.
Hey, Lauren, I'm going to let you know.
I didn't want to give
it's
this information away.
No. Keep going. It's okay. Keep going. I'll write it down later.
You would know that Ahriman is one facet of creation. There were two serpents. The other one is the other name is eluding you, but you specifically remember Ahriman. They were two snakes that were eating each other's tails. And at one point, Ahriman disagreed with this other being and bit its own tail off, so that it could, and then it fell from the heavens to Earth and beyond to the nine hells, where then it adapted the moniker Asmodeus and became the devil and god of the nine hells.
Came Asmodeus.
Okay. But I know that that's not related to my necklace, yeah?
Well, you have some questions now.
Okay, all right, that's fair. But I think it's related, but I don't think that that's it.
This does
right?
not, this, yes, this half serpent, or this serpent with its tail, but not,
its
does
tail.
Not, does not have wings. It appears to be missing its tail.
And it's and black,
it's
right?
black, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You guys can hear some chanting coming from ahead of you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think we need to continue on.
You guys also now see coming around the corner what appears to be another villager-type person with milky white eyes carrying some sort of cleaning supplies.
Not it. I back up.
I'm just gonna...
As it begins to walk past you, paying no mind, the door behind you has gone raised up again, and it pulls out a Chris knife, and it cuts its hand. You see it grow weaker as it then places its hand on the door, and the door lowers. It makes its way through, and the door raises again as you guys continue to hear chanting.
We should probably go stop whatever that chanting is.
Agreed. We should keep going.
Boy. All right.
Let's continue.
I guess.
Carefully.
How much are we getting paid again?
Yeah, no kidding.
It doesn't matter how much we're being paid. It's what matters is we're doing something right.
Untrue.
That is so not true.
As you guys begin to make your way into this room, you see a pit. A pit of sand that appears to be a black sand. There are four figures in cult hoods standing around it, hands outstretched into the center of it, as sand is swirling in a vortex, and you see forming in the sand the form of what appears to be a horned demon. The ritual is not complete. On the far end of the room, you see two obsidian snake statues shooting beams of energy into each other's mouths, and then at the center point of that, it is shooting itself into the sand vortex as it swirls and spins, and you hear,
yes, yes,
as these cultists are apparently trying to summon some sort of demon.
And they're mid, like, they're chanting right now?
Yes.
Can I tackle one in the pit?
Are you tackling it into the pit?
I don't want to go in, I just want to shove him in.
Sure.
Yeah. And I want to do something too, but...
What role is this again, did we decide?
Acrobatics at advantages. They are paying no attention to you.
Yeah, 19.
Okay, you push him into the sand with a as it falls into the sand and begins to get swallowed up, sinking deeper and deeper into the sand. The other three are still continuing to mutter to themselves.
Is there any change when there's one less chanter?
The vortex appears to swirl slower and slower.
We need to dispatch the other cultists. Hurry.
So, can I do a thing to the one on the opposite side over here?
Yes.
I'm gonna shoot magic missile.
Okay.
And just shoot some magic there. Six damage.
As the being kind of stumbles, its hand is still outstretched towards the vortex. As now, whatever this vortex is, begins to pay attention to you guys.
May I try something first?
Let's go ahead and roll initiative first.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm having a great time just pushing people into stuff today.
Yeah, right.
16.
Oh, I crit.
You and Kyle both crit.
Yeah, we did.
We critted it.
And Ben got a 20 and is now third.
Yep.
How is that a thing?
Lauren got a 19 and is fourth.
I did. That's the highest I fucking rolled.
This is the highest we've all rolled. The lowest roll was a 16.
Damn, I'm slow to say.
This being turns to look at Cam, Boone notices this.
Which one?
This swirling vortex, this horned devil being.
Okay, it's looking at Cam?
Yep. You've never felt more uneasy in your entire life.
Okay, but I noticed that when you pushed in one of the cultists, it got slower and weaker, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so this dude right here, I'm going to go over to him, and I am going to hit him with my greatsword. 16 to hit.
16 does hit.
Okay, 11 slashing damage.
Okay, as it still is standing.
Yep, I think that's all I can do.
Cam.
I'm going to, the one that I didn't kill, I'm just going to do the same thing again and do magic missile. And it's going to be a whopping 5 damage. Turds damage.
Which one? The same one you were
attacking? Same one I hit before.
Hey, Kyle.
It collapses to the ground in a heap.
You're not, it's not adding, it's supposed to be 1d4 plus 1.
Oh, yeah. I didn't set this up. This is just like the default thing. So there's an extra 3 damage
on that. How much total damage have you done to it so far?
It would have been 6, but apparently it should have been 9. And then
in the previous round?
Yeah. And then now I'm doing 8.
Okay, yeah. It goes down. The vortex appears to weaken a bit, but you can still see this being partially formed.
And then I'm going to move over to here.
Okay. At this point, the being is going to reach its hand out towards Cam.
Cool.
Cam, make me a wisdom saving throw.
17.
17. You keep your wits about you as you feel like you got really angry at your group, but you no longer feel that. It fades.
Okay.
Callus.
Okay. So this guy on the far side, can I get a deception check from him?
A deception check?
Yep. I'm using my insightful fighting ability again.
18.
Oh, shit. 16. Shit.
Kay.
All right. Well, that didn't work too good, but I'm going to shoot him with my short bow anyway.
Okay.
How's it? Nat 1?
Nat 1 does not hit.
Ben, who are you right now? Like, you fix everything and you never curse. So you saying shit really, like, surprised me.
Brenna.
So this demon that I see, is it still sand or is it an
It's still sand. It is a swirling vortex, almost ethereal at this point.
What's this thing doing over here?
There appear to be two obsidian snake statues shooting some sort of beam between them. And then the beam, I didn't put it in, is then shooting into the center of the vortex.
Hmm. Is this actually a ledge, like, right here?
No.
Okay. Cool. Brenna's gonna... Yeah, she's gonna move as far as she can. I guess 50 feet is her speed. Or double move. And she's gonna get as close to these things that she can.
Okay. Are you gonna double move or just single move?
Double. I'm doubling it.
All right. Anything else? I'm gonna say you can get to it if you want.
Yeah, but I can't do an attack or anything on
it. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Can I do like an inspection to see how sturdy these are?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Oh, this is gonna be rich. 5.
5. They appear to be a solid black stone.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
At this point, it's going to the swirling vortex demon is going to turn its attention to Boone. And it's going to reach out its hand towards Boone. Uh-huh. I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Remember, you have inspiration if you need it.
Oh, fuck, that's a real thing. Okay, I'm sorry, what kind did you need?
Wisdom.
Wisdom? 19.
Okay, yes. You for a second felt very angry at your party, but it fades.
Oh, no, okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, just angry, that was it?
Yes, just angry.
Okay, just
at this
sure.
point, the snake statues
you
are going
skipped
to
me.
Oh, did I?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Cyrus, my bad.
I am going to use an Eldritch Blast on this guy right here.
Okay.
Think this is the first time I actually casted a spell.
Pew.
Does a 15
pew,
hit?
Pew, pew. Yes, a 15 does hit.
Okay, that's 9 points of damage.
Okay, it is still standing, but still focused on this vortex.
Well, I have an invocation called Grasp of Hadar. Once per turn, a creature that is hit by my blast is pulled 10 feet straight towards
yes,
me.
Yes, nice. You pull it into the pit.
Yep.
As it kind of scrambles around and sinks in almost like quicksand.
I think what it is you see this blast hit this cultist, but then you see Cyrus grip his hand and pull it towards him like a force pull.
Yep.
What was that spell called? Like it was the what of what?
It's Eldritch Blast, but there's an invocation called Grasp of Hadar that lets me do that once per turn.
Can in canon you have to scream Hadar?
No.
Okay. All right.
Hate door. Out there. Hadar, hate door, hate door.
Oh no, spoilers.
Oh shit, that was bad. Cut that. Anyway, at this point the serpent statues begin to look around the room.
Oops.
One of them, the one further away, sees Brenna standing next to the statue. I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Good thing I'm decent at these.
It's a 15 is your goal.
15's the goal. Well, let's see what we can do, kids. 15!
You match as some dark energy shoots at you. This one is going to turn its eyes and see Cam.
Aww.
Cam, I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw. Goal is 15.
Okay. 20!
You save as a beam shoots in your direction.
Hey, not cool.
Okay. And then it's going to be Boone's turn.
Okay, so I'm going to attack that same guy that I was hitting before with Mugwort Sword. 22.
22 hits.
Okay, 13 slashing damage.
13 slashing damage. Have you already damaged this one?
Yeah, I did 11 last time.
What does it look like when you kill it?
Oh, so many stabby things. Like, I probably, stab him and he falls to the ground and then I, pin him and stab him, slash at him again, almost like two-handed, you know?
Okay.
Oh, I guess
yep, you stab him.
Yep,
I stab him. The vortex fades and you hear, no, as this thing goes down. And the vortex, the sand just falls it's almost like a pool of water as it then becomes a flat, sandy surface. The beam of light stops shooting towards the sand vortex, but it's still connecting the two serpents. And we're still going to stay in initiative.
Yeah!
Cam, what are you doing?
I'm going to run as close to those things as I can run. So, one, Kay. Two, without going across the sand. Three, four, five.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Four, so I can get to here.
Okay.
In my turn if I double move and don't attack.
Okay. Callus.
All right. Callus is going to run towards the snake that Brenna's near and fire his short bow at it.
At the snake?
Yeah.
Okay, make me an attack roll.
Does a 21 hit?
A 21 does hit.
All right. For 8 damage.
8 damage. Okay. Your arrow appears to tink off of it, taking the smallest chip out of it. As it turns its direction to you and takes an opportunity attack, I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
He's okay. Far away. Oh my god.
I'm good at these. Nothing bad will happen.
Oh.
There's a 9.
Drop your constitution by 1.
Oh.
Jesus.
That's no good.
Okay. That didn't actually do too much.
Brenna.
11.
Brenna is going to rage, and her ancestors' forms appear surrounding her and this creature just for flavor. And I'm going to hit
it. It's not a creature. It's just a statue.
Whatever. It's going to get hit.
Okay.
16 to hit.
16 does hit.
11 points of slashing damage, and if it attacks anyone other than me, it gets disadvantage, and then my ally gets resistance to the damage.
The smallest little chip comes off of it, almost indistinguishable. As the statue then turns its head partially, the beam still doing it, and I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
I'm raging, so something happens when I'm doing this, right? Right, Vin?
No.
No. Oh, I think you just naturally have advantage on dex saves.
Oh, it doesn't say I should have though, right? Like.
Yeah, you have advantage.
Oh. Okay.
You don't have to be raging.
Okay. A 14.
Drop your constitution by one.
Oh boy.
Cyrus.
Not really sure what to do from here. I'm going to get closer to here.
Okay.
And fire an Eldritch Blast at this thing.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm assuming an 8 misses.
An 8 misses.
And a stationary target. Nice.
Yep. Okay. On this round, they're going to turn their gaze. The one shooting at Brenna is going to shoot at Brenna again. I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
That's okay. And we discovered this is an advantage. Okay. Right? Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Wee, new characters, kids.
Yeah.
Motherfuck, 9.
Drop your constitution by 1.
Okay, cool. 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 This is great. I'm having a great time. Shit.
So, Boone.
Okay, so I have a question because I've never used Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
So I can, like, that's a bonus action, right? Like, I don't have to.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. So I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark. I'm going to move.
On the statue?
Yes. I'm going to move as far as I can. So there. So I'm going to move to here. But I can't be in melee, so I'm going to do Hunter's Mark, and then I'm going to throw my dagger.
Okay.
Does a 9 hit?
9 does hit.
Oh, it does. Okay,
we're
cool.
Gonna say, it's a statue. We're going to say a 9 is the one to hit.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean...
I don't know, Sean. Don't be mean.
No, you're good. No, you're fine. I realized I should have, because Matt's was, what, Matt rolled like an 8?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll say 9 is the AC.
Okay.
Okay, so... Oh, but I have dual wielding?
So you threw your dagger at it, and you hit it.
Sure,
but
sure.
I'm just going to tell you, it barely even takes a chunk out of it. Like, almost nothing. This statue appears almost brand new. As it turns its gaze towards you, and I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
Okie dokie. A 10.
Drop your constitution by 2.
Mm. Sean, was it this one that I'm attacking?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't, because it's a spell, so never mind.
Yeah, spell like effect. That.
Just kidding. Keep going. You're doing great, boo-boo.
It appeared to affect you more, Boone.
Yep. yeah, I don't think there's anything else I can do.
Cam.
I'm going to get to right into melee.
Okay.
I'm going to turn to the rest of the group and go, y'all, stop attacking that thing. It doesn't work, clearly. I'm going to try something dumb, though. And I take my shield off my back, and
I was just thinking that.
And I stick it into the beam to block the beam.
As you block the beam, it severs the tie, and the eyes turn back into solid black obsidian. The beam itself fades, and the statues appear to become benign.
Cam, you're a genius!
So here's the rules for this. You guys may regain 1 constitution at dawn.
Okay.
That is the max you can regain.
Oh, garbage.
Ouch.
Ow.
Y'all.
Can I just do it now so I don't forget?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to forget.
You guys probably should have deduced that faster, if I'm being honest. But I'm glad to help.
This room appears to have a ton of ornate carvings, much the same as you've seen before. These ones appear to have snakes worshipping some sort of demon creature, as well as other different creatures worshipping this, of all manner of things, mostly fiendish.
One more religion check. Oh, 10.
So would I take it that this is, like, all related to the same stuff that I had
you
with
saw,
my
yes.
last one?
And I think, Cam, you would kind of piece it together. I mean,
okay,
you would kind of piece together that this is fiendish in nature. You don't know the name Asmodeus, but...
Okay. But I do know Arigato, whatever his fucking name was. Ahriman.
Yes.
So it is over? Did we save the town?
I don't know.
That seems
premature. All of a sudden you hear footsteps running in and you hear, what's happening? What's going on?
Hey.
Who is this? Do we recognize this person or no?
You do not recognize this person.
Where are they at?
They just came running into the room, as well as a girl trails in behind him. She's like, hello?
Hello? Who might you be?
Me? I'm Lana Frostsinger. I'm from the town.
All right, everybody. Follow me. This is the way out.
I'm the carpenter's daughter.
Oh.
Time to go. We're heading upstairs.
What?
Single file line.
He's like,
let's go. And I start moving and try to like guide them upstairs. We're done down here. Let's get out of here.
Well, follow the strange smelly man.
Hold on. Cam takes a pause. I may be dirty, but I don't smell, right? And I'm like, I don't. Shockingly, I don't smell.
Hey, Cam, going swimming helped a lot, I promise.
Listen.
She pats him on the shoulder, or leg, I guess.
You can say many things about me. I do not stink. Thank you.
The man goes, whoa, what's going on? Where am I?
We're making our way upstairs. We're going to walk past a big-ass snake. Don't mind that. Keep coming. Let's go.
Okay. Skirt the premise.
You're free now, but let's mosey. Mosey on past the big snake.
Okay, and they're like following you carefully as you guys make your way back through here. You make your way to the room that you came from, and above you, you see what appears to be suspended some sort of water about 10 feet in the air, as though the cistern made its way down to this point.
Don't touch anything. Let's keep going.
I don't believe that was there last time.
No, it was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, it's just the ceiling that it appears the cistern opened to that point.
Okay.
No touching.
What's weird is you guys found yourself completely dry when you were in this room.
Keep your hands and arms inside the ride at all times.
Oh, okay. And they go, it's like, oh, right.
Don't.
She says to the other guy, stop being such a child, Basker.
Oh, then she called him a bastard. I was like, well then.
Wow, that escalated quickly.
Buddy system. Stay together.
As soon as Cam says buddy system, I'm going to hold Boone's hand.
I ship it.
Boone's a little upset about it, but she'll still hold her hand. Like, I'm uncomfortable.
Brenna notes it.
Okay. What do you guys do?
Up the cistern, I believe, is what we should do.
Well,
yes?
We have to drink the water again, right?
Well, you people are more on the experts of magic than I am.
We got back the way we came. Let's do it the same way again.
Is there a way, Sean, for me to cup the water to drink it?
Yeah, you can reach up and touch it or like jump to touch it. It's like 10 feet.
Okay. So I guess I'm going to try to cup the water and drink it again. Okay.
So you jump to grab a cup of water. The moment you touch the water, you are sucked upward.
Ooh.
As you get sucked into this pool and you find yourself coughing and gasping on the edge of the cistern, completely soaked.
Sweet. Oh, well, everybody up the water.
Dibs. I go.
How tall is it away from me?
Oh shit!
Holding
hands, maybe did you come with me?
Oh yeah, can that be a thing?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you guys, all of you, find a way to make your way up. In the interest of expediency, you make your way out of this building, completely sopping wet, and you guys make your way back to town. I'm guessing. Is there anything else you wanted to do?
No.
Well, I mean, I tied up the priest before. Is he? Still there?
He's on the ground kicking and flailing. What's
happening? Why am I here?
As you make your way back, there appears to be a ruckus in the town. As though, and you look around, people are coming out of their homes, people are asking what's happening, where they are, why they're here, what happened. As though everybody kind of just regained their senses. As you guys look around the town, the chaos of understanding ensues as everybody's kind of trying to come to terms with that they haven't been themselves for the last while. And that's where we'll end it.
Shit.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can join our Reddit, turtle.fyi/Reddit, our Discord, turtle.fyi/Discord, our drop-in D&D Discord, which is a roleplay server, so that's turtle.fyi/adventure, our Patreon, turtle.fyi/Patreon, or you can follow us on Twitter, Tabletop Champs. I'm also at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at TheNet1Lady.
Till next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.